Kale and Company weekday mornings 6 till 10.
Nobody under the age of 50 knows who Elvira is.
You're 100%.
Nobody.
I can't tell you what my sign is, Bruno, but I can tell you my blind spot. Two beers and a blonde.
By the way, streaming live on YouTube, youtube.com/at1210WPHD. If you're watching right now, please hit the like and subscribe button and make sure you hit the bell, the little bell there, so you can know when we go live. It costs you nothing. It does nothing. It doesn't track you. Just you know, yeah. It helps us out. So make sure you hit the like and subscribe button.
You're there already anyway.
Trump shouted out RFK Jr. and slammed Dems for not applauding him. this was my favorite. This was my favorite thing last night. Although no, we're gonna replay the Nicole Wallace thing because I want to get Tony's reaction to that. But we'll do that at 9.
Okay.
Let's start with RFK here, Phil. Roll it.
Thank you, DJ.
We'll get to that soon.
DJ's doctors believe his cancer likely came from a chemical he was exposed to when he was younger. Since 1975, rates of child cancer have increased by more than 40%. Reversing this trend is one of the top priorities for our new presidential commission to make America healthy again, chaired by our new Secretary of Health and Human Services, Robert F. Kennedy, Jr. With the name Kennedy, you would have thought everybody over here would have been cheering. How quickly they forget. Our goal is to get toxins out of our environment, poisons out of our food supply, and keep our children healthy and strong. As an example, not long ago, and you can't even believe these numbers, 1 in 10,000 children had autism, 1 in 10,000. And now it's 1 in 36. There's something wrong. 1 in 36. Think of that. So we're going to find out what it is, and there's nobody better than Bobby and all of the people that are working with you. You have the best to figure out what is going on. Okay, Bobby, good luck. It's a very important job. Thank you.
You know, I'm a big believer in questioning everything. We should all be at least somewhat remotely curious to just even say, is that accurate or is it not? At the very least. And the fact that there are some people out there, whether it's 1 in 10,000 down to 1 in 38 or whatever the numbers might be, the fact that there are some people that are just not willing to even have the conversation really, really gets under my skin.
We started this, we played this in the 7 o'clock hour, Tony, and I welled up like a little B word. I don't know if you saw this 13-year-old boy, DJ Daniel, who...
Yes. I saw the whole thing.
Yeah, he's...
By the way, there was only one Democrat who stood up and applauded him.
Oh, there was one. I didn't even know there was one.
There was one female Democrat, and she's been identified, and she should be given credit. All the other hacks... like Nancy Pelosi, who was drinking a bottle of Canadian mist while listening to the whole thing.
Not Sierra mist.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
So I'll find it and I'll give her the credit because that purple-haired witch from the New York State, you see what she was wearing last night?
Purple hair?
Yeah, the one with the purple hair.
Oh,
the
yeah.
one from New York. She looks like the sea hag back in the day.
The sea hag.
So the Secret Service director, Sean Curran, gave DJ Daniel making him a Secret Service agent, so they gave him a little badge for it. It's really a great moment. I don't know how people can't applaud that, no matter what they think.
Right.
And then we'll get to Nicole Wallace and what she said in a second. Roll this.
And tonight, DJ, we're going to do you the biggest honor of them all. I am asking our new Secret Service Director, Sean Curran, to officially make you an agent of the United States Secret Service.
Bad. dad's ecstatic.
Yep.
Love it.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Nice touching moment. Right?
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Bruno, do you know the Democrat that stood up for that? Did you find that?
I'm still looking for it.
Okay.
She was Nick Sorter on Twitter had the name of the woman. She was standing up and the only one who stood up and applauded at that moment.
Yeah.
Can you believe that? Other Democrat never got up once. And by the way, the other crumb bums, that Maxwell Alejandro Frost and all of those thugs who actually are now excited about walking out of the event last night.
Mm-hmm.
Did you Tony, see or hear Nicole Wallace's reaction to this?
I heard you guys play it earlier this morning. Yeah. Yes, we should bury her once again.
Yeah, all right, let's bury her once again. She starts out with the right tone.
Lesson.
Right tone, yeah, right tone.
Finding
she starts
one
out
thing
with.
That you let yourself feel, and I let myself feel joy about DJ, and I hope he's alive for another, 95 years,
yeah.
Right? And I hope he lives the life he wants to live. He wants to be a cop. He knows what he wants to do. And maybe when you have childhood cancer, that crystallizes for you. And I hope he has a long life as a law enforcement officer. But I hope he never has to defend the United States Capitol against Donald Trump supporters. And if he does, I hope he isn't one of the six who loses his life to suicide. And I hope he isn't one who has to testify against the people
Jesus,
who
man.
Carried out acts of seditious conspiracy and then live to see Donald Trump pardon those people.
Good effing God.
Tony Bruno, we had our pound of flesh. Your thoughts?
What can I say? Isn't she a George Bush reject? I mean, she used to work for Bush, right? I mean,
yeah.
they're embarrassing. How that company stays in business. That we should send those two networks to Canada and let those people suffer, all right?
Yeah, can we tear off MSNBC?
this is how Trump is creating more jobs again for Democrats, because all they can do is protest and do stupid stunts and embarrass themselves. And so that's how the Jake Tappers and all these other strappers can write books. Instead of being ashamed of themselves, they're now going to once again continue this resistance nonsense and make money just going after Trump, because that's really going to help their constituents. That's why anybody who votes for a Democrat should have to undergo an absolute lie detector test and a full body scan and a brain scan to see
scan.
Whether or not they have a CAT scan, any kind of scan. Scan them and then get them the hell out. Put them right through the checkout line and mark them retards.
Well, Tony said it's fine. He talked to the FCC.
Okay, good.
Because it only refers to her and not anybody with
It's just amazing what that party has become. I mean, when you think of where they were in first term Obama, second and first term Clinton, what Hillary was running on, the verbiage they used with the border and deportations, and now it's a party comprised of beta males and angry women.
Yeah.
That doesn't win over the middle of America. Not middle class, not the heartland, middle physically, geographically of America. You resonate with such a small, scattering, fringe minority. You don't resonate with the common dude anymore. You just don't.
Can I ask you a question? So Nicole Wallace is who we're talking about. Obviously, yes, she was in the communications office, George W. Bush, 2004. Then, of course, failed on the campaign as senior advisor in John McCain's 2008 bid. Did she say, "I let myself feel joy for this boy"? Is that what she said?
I mean,
myself.
Can we hear that?
Roll it back. One
basic
more time,
humanity. If you have
weird.
A pulse, should just automatically feel joy. If we can't be bipartisan on 13-year-olds overcoming cancer, what can we agree on?
Roll it.
But I think this was a lesson in finding one thing that you let yourself feel, And I let myself feel joy about DJ, and I hope he's...
I let myself feel joy about DJ.
I put aside my personal disdain for Trump, and this, you know what this goes back to? This goes back to the female Democrats after the election that said, I have to take some personal time for myself. I have to take a mental health break and focus on me in the agony of defeat. These people are mentally ill.
Yes.
They have bought the BS so much hook, line, and sinker that it really affects their everyday ability to compartmentalize common human compassion. Think about that. I mean, I despise the Biden administration, but I never allowed it to ruin my day where I didn't feel sympathy for somebody else going through something.
Think about that. I mean,
you're absolutely right. You're absolutely. We all knew that Joe Biden was absolutely shot. Yet when we mentioned that, they called us crazy. They called us conspiracy theorists. He was shot.
Yeah.
Mentally fried. You think he could get through an hour like Trump got through almost 2 hours last night?
No.
At 78? No. Hell no.
No. I mean, and even in defeat, you know, from the failed midterms of 2022 when we first started this show that October, or the 2020 election. I mean, was I disappointed that Trump lost? Yes. Did I like Biden and Harris? No. Would I ever allow myself to say something like, well, I mean, I allowed myself to feel some sympathy for a 13-year-old that Joe Biden brought out on stage last night because he overcame brain cancer. Like, if you have to kind of draw that line and say, you know what, for a moment I'll put my disdain aside to feel sympathy for a kid, then you're either way too into politics or you have a mental health issue.
But think about what that
means. That's going to be the lasting image of this.
Yes.
Every single one of those pictures. The Democrats are cooked because all they have to do now, the Republicans, is put together an ad of all their faces with reacting to people who should be applauded. And they didn't applaud. They sat on their hands the entire night and whined like the pathetic losers they are.
Amen. And they did not allow their minds, which are apparently so bound and handcuffed and shackled, that they can't even allow themselves. She can't let herself. She has to let herself feel a tiny bit of joy for a kid who survived an original diagnosis of death.
Yep.
And now his dream is coming true on a national stage. And think about her brain and her emotional psyche. And to your point about mental illness, these people would appear. I mean, people, please, life is too short. Free yourselves. The prisoner, you know, you've held yourself prisoner now for what? Like, I'm not even kidding you. Whoa.
Chris, their brains are broken.
Chris Eppolito. Chris Eppolito says, she must be fun at funerals.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
I remember 30 years ago when he snubbed me, but today I'll let it go.
I got to say, you guys know me. You know I have a heart of stone, and I don't get emotional about anything.
Yeah.
And that moved me. Like, that was a... If you can't be moved by something like that and see the kids... First, his like shock and his reaction and his joy, and then him hugging the Secret Service agent. Like, you're just inhuman. Like, I'm sorry.
Yes,
you are.
And Stalker does have a heart of stone. I came down with COVID. He said, "So how long are you going to be off for?"
But to your point, I mean, if you were with us earlier, I mean, Greg was trying to, you know, fight back,
tears,
you know, some tears there.
I'm a giant P word. It's fine.
You know, no, you're not.
Yeah, it is.
But I mean. it's almost like a Disney, like Frozen, or like with Nicole Wallace and some of the, like, was
let
like ice cracking.
Let it go.
And Debbie Dingell, by the way, you know, she was the one who rolled her eyes when they showed DJ Daniel, the 13-year-old kid.
She rolled her eyes
sitting next. Yeah. Rolled her eyes sitting next to Debbie, what's her name, Schultz, the biggest slime bag in Florida election history.
Yeah.
Fitting that her last name is Dingell.
Yeah, she's the worst. She's the worst. Hopefully they vote her out.
Talk about a bad look.
Yeah. Yes, Chris. I am human. Thank you. Trump.
I'm only human.
This is Cut 25 here. Trump on illegal immigration. Cut 25, go.
But we'll take it. Within hours of taking the oath of office, I declared a national emergency on our southern border, and I deployed the U.S. military and Border Patrol to repel the invasion of our country. And what a job they've done. As a result, illegal border crossings last month were by far the lowest ever recorded, ever. They heard my words and they chose not to come. Much easier that way.
Mm-hmm.
In comparison, under Joe Biden, the worst president in American history, there were hundreds of thousands of illegal crossings a month, and virtually all of them, including murderers, drug dealers, gang members, and people from mental institutions and insane asylums, were released into our country. Who would want to do that? This is my fifth such speech to Congress. And once again, I look at the...
Kudos also to Tom Homan. A lot of this could be very well just the word of mouth advertising that Trump obviously was running on, and the fact that Homan does every media appearance under the sun, and people are like, all right, they're rounding up those that are in the country via ICE. I'm not coming. So it's paying off.
By the way, I have it now. The woman's name is Representative Laura Gillen. She's a congresswoman from New York's 4th District in Nassau County, and she's a Democrat. She was the only Democrat who stood up and applauded when of course, his Secret Service, the new Secret Service director, who was the guy that was always there by Trump, gave the kid a hug.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Good Irish guy.
Nassau County.
And
Sean Farris country.
Seth Curran. Yeah. Sean Curran.
Yeah.
He picks and he gives them the Secret Service badge.
Yep.
And there wasn't a dry eye in the house. Yeah. Give it up to Laura Gillen, the only Democrat with any decency last night. The rest of them, they can all go pound sand the sun doesn't shine.
My sources tell me that Laura Gillen was the only Democrat, and she did this because 12 years ago in Nassau County, Sean Farris egged her house. So she knows that to fly straight.
And you notice nobody brought eggs last night. Nobody brought eggs.
Yeah. I said that, Tony. It was a little, like, the Democrat resistance was a little weak. You know, when your biggest, resistance member is Al Green with his cane.
You see the sign where it says Musk steals?
Yeah, like they're holding up signs. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Do something better, I think.
Yeah,
my favorite meme now. By the way, on Twitter, it is just absolutely incredible because all those little placards, my favorite one this morning is all of the signs are now green.
Yeah.
And they say, when Fogo de Chao brings out the filet, you know, when you have to hold up the sign and you're at the Brazilian steakhouse and you hold up whether you want the meat.
Keep it coming. Where's the bacon scallops? Let's go.
The memes today over those signs is another sign that the Democratic Party has basically just, they basically just blew up the entire party. Not since Hiroshima have we seen anything blown up this badly.
By the way, did you see Lauren Boebert's dress last night? Yeah. Speaking of blowing up.
Is she doing,
She's not doing me.
Is she doing Kid Rock?
Yeah, she is. Her and Kid Rock, true story. Yeah.
I mean, who wouldn't?
Yeah.
Who wouldn't?
Come on. Who wouldn't do Kid Rock?
She looked fabulous.
The cowboy, badass in black.
Oh, God.
The Bobes. From vaping in movie theaters to riding with Kid Rock.
Hey.
My kind of guy.
Wood.
By the way,
no, green sign, by the way. No red sign, Tony. Hold up the green sign for Boebert.
Speaking of manufacturing.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Sorry, Don.
Speaking of manufacturing, Trump announced, this is Cut 31. A new Honda plant in Indiana.
Yeah.
31, roll it.
And I also want to make interest payments on car loans tax deductible, but only if the car is made in America.
Ooh.
And by the way, we're going to have growth in the auto industry like nobody's ever seen. Plants are opening up all over the place. Deals are being made. Never seen. That's a combination of the election win and tariffs. It's a beautiful word, isn't it? That, along with our other policies, will allow our auto industry to absolutely boom. It's going to boom. Spoke to the majors today, all three, the top people, and they're so excited. In fact, already, numerous car companies have announced that they will be building massive automobile plants in America. with Honda just announcing a new plant in Indiana, one of the largest anywhere in the world.
How about that? Tony and Dan Piazza taking notes last night. Where can we put another Honda dealership at? Indiana, you say, huh? All right.
Exactly.
By the way, Road Warrior says my take on DJ Daniel was a step up from solitary arm chewing.
Well, it was hard to go below that.
Solitary.
It's what we were talking about yesterday.
Yeah.
With those punks that raided that Atlanta gas station.
Sometimes when Stalker's hungry in his cubicle while he's brand managering, he nibbles on his arms.
It's a good that's a good callback there, Road Warrior.
That is. It's good retention span.
Weaving. I'm going to just weave in a couple of other things here. We tried to get to this yesterday, but we didn't. But what a perfect day to get to it with Tony Bruno. I believe a child murderer, Casey Anthony. Yeah, I know she was acquitted, but I believe that she killed her child, and I think her parents do as well. She is now on a rehab tour. Hmm. And when I say rehab tour, I mean she's rehabilitating her image. And she took to the socials yesterday to stand up for the LGBTQ plus community and trash Donald Trump. So Casey Anthony... Who in my
is she the new face of the Democratic Party?
In my belief, murdered her sweet daughter Kaylee is now on on a rehab tour. Roll this.
Today is Saturday, March 1st, 2025. This is my
come on, guys.
First of probably many recordings.
Yeah.
On a series that I'm starting. I am a legal advocate. I am a researcher. Okay. I've been in the legal field since 2011.
Pause it for a second. She is a researcher because if you watched the documentary on her, which I did, she researched how to chloroform her child.
Right. So she does a lot of
that was in her Google history. Yeah. So I'm not making that up. So she is a researcher, but it's about how to chloroform a human being.
Right. Which we all spend our days Googling or DuckDuckGoing.
Roll it.
Feel that it's necessary if I'm going to continue to operate appropriately as a legal advocate that I start to advocate for myself.
Okay.
And also advocate for my daughter. Hmm? For those of you who don't know, my name is Casey Anthony. My daughter is Kaylee Anthony. My parents are George and Cindy Anthony. This is not about them. This is not in response to anything that they have said or done. That's not to say that I'm not going to respond at some point to some of the things that they have said and done. The whole point of this is for me to begin to reintroduce myself. I'm doing this both personally for me, but in a professional capacity.
Okay.
Moving forward, the majority of what you will see will be me speaking in a professional capacity.
Who would hire
her? My goal is to continue to help give a voice to people, to
maybe
give people tools and resources that they can utilize.
She can go on HYY.
So they actually know where they can turn to.
Be the new morning host.
So with that,
yeah, NPR is hiring. NPR,
Casey and Company.
She has a Substack.
I will.
She has a Substack.
Set up an email address where we can correspond.
I'll be
directly.
Doing a podcast.
Up until this point, that has never happened, and it's only going to be on a limited basis regarding legal issues, legal matters.
I'm sure Spotify will hire.
One of the main reasons that I'm doing this, there are people close to me who have been targeted and attacked recently. There are also people close to me who have had some recent things occur. And when necessary, people needed to step up, myself included. So
yeah, your daughter should have.
As a proponent for the LGBTQ community,
you should have done that for your daughter.
Can we chlorify this segment?
All right, there you go. Sorry.
So when HYY hires her, do we counter with Andrea Yates? Start radio wars.
Look.
Any woman who sits in the car and records a video, with some weird tattoo on her arm. She's certified.
Yeah,
who the hell wants to hear? By the way, keep it quiet. I'm on the air over here.
Yeah. Make your own steak, you bum.
Oh,
I'm live.
Tony, you all right, Tony?
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
That's a great Three Stooges reference. By the way, look, I know she was acquitted. I know by the legal system she was found innocent or not guilty.
Mm-hmm.
But look, I thought OJ killed his wife. You know what I mean? So, like,
yeah,
you know, I'm allowed to have an opinion. Yeah. And I think anybody with a functioning brain knows that she decided that she wanted to go out and party instead of taking care of her 2-year-old and, you know, did what she had to do.
Or you could just wait to have kids until you're maybe 30 or 32 and get that out of your system from, you know, 21 to 30, like most of us did.
Or 40 like me.
Or 40 like you. But then again, I got married, you know, when Kennedy was president, so.
One more. There's an ad to recall L.A. Mayor Karen Bass.
She knew.
In Los Angeles.
She knew, folks.
You have to see this. You have to see this visual, by the way. YouTube.com/@1210WPHT. This is cut 13, Phil, if you have it there. Sorry, I'm jumping around. There you go.
The full L.A.
This has the potential for 200 plus acres in the next 20 minutes.
Crews trying to contain those massive Los Angeles wildfires.
At least 24 people have tragically been killed. When the fires broke out, LA Mayor Karen Bass was in Africa.
We know that there was warnings about the weather before you went.
When she returned, instead of answering critical questions from reporters, she chose to just ignore those questions and stay silent.
Do you owe citizens an apology for being absent while their homes were burning? Madam Mayor, have you absolutely nothing to say to the citizens today who are dealing with this disaster?
We'll accept some blame, right? So at the LA Times, we endorse Karen Bass. That's a mistake. We admit that.
Uh-huh.
There are calls for Karen Bass to resign. And those calls are getting louder.
Recall Karen Bass.
Front page of the LA Times yesterday. Bass aides were warned in advance of growing fire danger before she flew to Ghana. Between her, Wu in Boston, and Brandon Johnson in Chicago, these three dopes, they make Sherelle Parker look like Rudy Giuliani circa 1995 in New York. I mean, these people are incoherent and incompetent. You talk about a recall. We need to have a recall of all of these progressive big city mayors. And I'm not saying a Republican can win in these jurisdictions, but find me as somewhat of a functional, common sense Democrat. I'll cut my losses there.
Well, that's what's going on in Philly in the DA's race, because the guy who's opposing Krasner is a Democrat. But he's, you know, if he doesn't win and beat Krasner, then Philadelphia should basically cancel voting. Because if Duggan can't beat Krasner, then there's something really, really wrong in Philadelphia. Larry Krasner cannot remain the district attorney of Philadelphia. And I don't think anybody with common sense thinks that he should be given a third term.
I would agree wholeheartedly.
He's getting a run for his money for sure with Duggan.
Yeah.
Duggan, yes. I call him Duggan.
Duggan, Duggan.
Not Hacksaw Jim Duggan, because I was thinking of wrestling. Whenever I have to do a wrestling match, you know, a reference for Nick Cale, because you know, he was probably watching that nonsense in Toronto the other night, wrestling thing.
Hey, what did you're the one that referenced The Rock with the throat slit, not me, sir.
What did you think of what did you think of John Cena's heel turn?
Well, I'm shocked.
Yes, you are. You couldn't sleep Saturday night. Just admit it.
So let me just play this out. No spoiler. This is just my guess. They're setting up Cena and The Rock for his final match.
Possible.
And Cena goes over.
Every time
is he the final boss? Yeah. Who's the final boss?
That would be David Yagaroff here in this market.
He'll either lose or win to Cody Rhodes, and then
nobody knows who you're talking about.
Okay,
stop.
Sorry.
Stop talking wrestling. No Bundy references.
I know John
wrestling.
John Stewart did a 25-minute monologue on what happened with Zelensky and wrestling. So
yeah, I love it.
Apparently, it's in the pop culture zeitgeist.
That's
now.
That's right. I love the F-bomb from Cody Rhodes as well.
Yeah,
you didn't like that.
By the way, Dave M. Checking in on social media at Tony Bruno Show and Nick Cale, Dawn Stensland. We're talking about Nicole. What's her face over there at
Wallace?
Nicole Wallace. She identified herself. Some people can't understand normal thinking.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah. Trump and COVID.
Some people just can't understand normal thinking.
Yep.
Yep, they're done.
You follow me?
I follow you. And now we got to get you out of here. Thank you, brother. We love you, Tony.
Love you, Tony.
All right, kids. I got to go and make some more placards, and I have a lot of memes to do today. And
poop emojis.
And go check on the house.
There you go. Tony Bruno with us.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
God bless America. Fight, fight, fight.
Yep.
Democrats, see ya.
I wouldn't want to be.
Right. I love that.
9 o'clock hour brought to you by Robert Half. 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. Robert Half is here to help. Their recruiting professionals utilize an award-winning AI strategy to connect businesses with highly skilled talent. At Robert Half, they know talent. Visit roberthalf.com/talent today. Up next, it is a Dawn Stenslin Big Three, followed by our veteran spotlight. We're back after this here on Kale & Company.
This is the Kale & Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app. It's the Big 3 and 9 on Kale & Company.
Big 3 sponsored this morning by the Philadelphia Boat Show. I'll say number one because with these storms today, we are in for a windy, warm, but very stormy day. And it looks like the storms are going to be worse than originally thought. So this morning, mild, high near 61 degrees. But we're looking at what could be, unfortunately, some severe storms moving through our region. And the National Weather Service has indeed put out some weather warnings and weather alerts for this evening. So up to 50-mile-an-hour wind gusts, especially for South Jersey, Atlantic County, coastal Cape May, particularly in South Jersey, but as well for the Philadelphia region. So if you have anything out on the deck, anything out on the patio, or if you haven't yet brought in those, you know, tacky items from Christmas decorations, you might want to make sure you get them inside today.
Yeah, it's March, folks. You can take them down already.
But we could see some down trees, which we've seen in the past. So they're putting out some extra warnings as far as down trees, high winds.
We might get 50-mile-an-hour winds in the burbs, Bucks and Montgomery?
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Wow.
Quite gusty.
I hate wind. The trees around my house.
So do my daughters.
I'm always getting...
My daughters freak out when we have high winds
because
they're used to Tennessee with, you know.
Yeah, by the way, Dawn brings up an amazing point, as she always does. Like, if you have Christmas decorations out, like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I go past these houses, and there's, like, deflated snowmen.
Just
like,
laying in the yard?
Can you, like
they were executed by nine shots?
Can you not get out and put them in the shed or the garage or the attic?
Yeah. I agree.
How about the lights that, well, they're not on. They're just on my house.
Yeah.
Come on.
Hanging like icicles.
Yes. Ridiculous.
Yeah, get
it's March.
People.
Sorry.
Eesh.
March. Get on the floor, baby.
We also have Doge taking aim, if you will, at several Philadelphia buildings. We're talking about federal buildings that now may be put up for sale. And so this is the Trump administration, as you all know, yesterday publishing that list of more than 400 federal properties that we could see go up for sale now because they're, quote, not core to government operations. We talked a lot about in D.C., for example, those empty buildings. Remember that we knew in D.C.? There were empty buildings that were costing a fortune for maintenance and that sort of thing. And so they were being put up for sale. Well, now we're seeing that, because I was looking at the website for this, was Philadelphia being identified or focused on, and it looks like we have at least 5 buildings that could be on the chopping block, or at least, like, when you look at one of the federal offices, that is an education office, Department of Education, that's in the Wanamaker building, which, as you know, that's where Macy's is as well. They're going to close up that office. So a few prominent buildings that I just was looking at that list that where they're going to be shutting down. And these are major tenants. I mean, some of them have it's like $1 million a year, you know, to rent.
Yeah.
And so that will, of course, affect not only the jobs happening here, but as well, you know, we then will have more vacant buildings in Philadelphia.
Yeah, speaking of this administration on the news front, libs of TikTok sharing courtesy of CBS, breaking news that the U.S. Supreme Court, SCOTUS, has denied Trump's emergency bid to cancel nearly $2 billion in USAID spending. So that's not good. Surprised SCOTUS would do that. But
So the buildings in Philadelphia, the federal building, also the Mid-Atlantic Social Security Center, that's hundreds of jobs that are represented, U.S. Customs House in Philadelphia, and the Veterans Administrative Center. Those are listed on this government site, the GSA website.
Mm-hmm.
This has an economic impact on Philadelphia. Again, not just the federal jobs, what happens to those workers, but as well, these are some, if you know these buildings, these are some huge buildings.
Yeah. By the way, Michael on the YouTube chat says, Greg, I still have my Christmas tree up, and it's a live one. We try to see how long we can try and keep it up every year. Until Easter one year.
Is it collecting a Social Security check?
Dude, you have a live tree.
That's good watering out of you.
Those needles, by the time you take that out, it's gonna like just evaporate.
Or they're going to like stab him to death and he's going to bleed out.
What
is so dry?
Michael, just put it up there on the YouTube chat, what you do to make your tree last so long. Because by January 1st, mine was like, okay, this thing's dead.
Yeah, my tree always taps out early.
Yeah.
Number three, I was trying to find something lighter and lenty, if you will,
because
it's Ash Wednesday today.
Yeah. Wednesday.
But yesterday for Fat Tuesday, we had donuts here.
And sausage.
And the sausages.
Yeah.
There were no sandwiches left by the time, by noon, they were gone.
I know.
But how do you say it? Fasnacht? All
Fasnacht.
The local
Fasnacht.
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 Yeah, it's more of a, is that more of a Lehigh Valley thing?
The German bakeries.
Yeah.
Bread and Becks.
Mm-hmm.
They have all the, so all the treats. What will you give up for Lent? I don't know. I was trying to find something.
I'm not giving any of them up.
I'm giving up being mean and cold hearted.
I know. So if you've been paying attention, you don't like the F word in a wrestling promo and you cried over a moment night in front of the nation.
It's true. I think I had a lobotomy.
What's next?
I think I had a lobotomy.
Stalker's transitioning.
It's this stupid kid I have. He's
apple of your eye.
He's making me a mush. He's making me a mush, and I hate it.
I love it.
Bye bye.
Yeah.
Just wait. Philadelphia Boat Show sponsors us. The boat sale of the year. It's back, baby. Philadelphia Boat Show, March 14th to the 16th, Expo Center in Oaks. Top tri-state dealers, they're ready to deliver saltwater fishing boats, pontoon party boats, ski boats, the bass boats, and PWCs, much more. Just see phillyboatshow.com, phillyboatshow.com for all the details and tickets. That's our big three.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. Coming up next, our 1210 Veteran Spotlight, brought to you by Window Nation. Gil Balancent, a United States Marine Corps veteran, will join us, and we'll hear about his incredible journey, both serving and after he came home and joined the Travis Mannion Foundation, which Radiothon is coming up in just a couple of weeks, and we're back after this.
With all the warm weather next week, this week we're in the 60s, next week even in the 70s, it's time to think about springtime. What about your lawn? When choosing your lawn care service, doesn't it just make sense to hire a company that's going to provide better results and it's safer for your family, your children, and your pets? That's why I've chosen Natural Lawn of America for years now. That's our lawn care company for my family and our home. At Natural Lawn, they believe in growing greener, healthier lawns without all those harsh chemicals. And they use naturally, environmentally friendly products to keep your lawn lush and green. And of course, while protecting the safety of your family, your children, maybe you have grandchildren, and of course, for your pets. From organic fertilizers to the safer weed, the insect controls, they make sure your lawn thrives naturally, season after season. And don't take my word for it. Join the growing number of homeowners that are switching to Natural Lawn's safer services. Start enjoying a beautiful, eco-friendly lawn that you can be proud of. Just schedule Natural Lawn's full service program. That's what I've had. Okay. This full service program. That's what you want. And you get the free seeding every year. So if you want that greener, healthier lawn plus the free seeding, call now. Natural Lawn, 800 free seed, 800 free seed. Your lawn deserves the best. So do you. So call the best. Choose my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed. Tell them Dawn sent you.
It's Kale and Company on demand.
from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Our veteran this month, United States Marine Corps vet Gil Ballinzett, is with us. He's a part of the Travis Mannion Foundation, and we got Radiothon coming up in just about 16 days. So it's a pleasure to have you in, and first and foremost, thank you so much for your service, Gil.
No, thank you, and thank you for having me.
Of course. Marine Corps veteran, you served 2006 to 2011, so take us through that. What was that like? And actually, before we get to that, what drove you down that road? Because you have to have an unbelievable passion for this country and a selflessness to even get to that point.
Oh, thank you. Well, I was actually in ROTC when I was in high school. Okay. So I did that for 4 years. It was a Marine Corps JROTC program that we did in like national competitions and for drilling and PT and stuff. So I thought I learned so much there, and I really liked this, the history of the United States Marine Corps. And I was really inspired by my Sergeant Major G.E. Henry there. Mm-hmm. Shout out to him. And really inspired to just join and do something right. You know, I felt like I needed to earn my place within this country.
Mm-hmm.
And that really drove me to enlisting right out of high school.
So you just didn't want everything handed to you like today's society, right?
Yeah.
You said you're going to go try to earn it and fight for it, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Do it for the right reasons.
There you go. Any family history when it pertains to the military? Are you another legacy guy that aunts, uncles, grandfathers, parents that were involved?
No, but fun family fact, Ballinzett was actually like a military family in Spain. Long time ago.
Okay, so you had the family lineage.
The lineage, somewhere down the line. But I was like a first generation, I guess, military guy.
Very good. So you're serving for over 5 years. Where were you deployed to? Where did you serve? And what was that like?
I was in Iraq for all of 2008, kind of think of it as my lost year. And when I was there, I did a lot of operational work, biometrics scanning, like hunting. Trying to phrase it better, but
hunting down the bad guys.
Yeah, hunting down the bad guys, yeah. Limiting their movement, I'll say, throughout the Al Anbar province. And then I came back to California, and then I was deployed to Southeast Asia for the last year of my contract, I'll say. And when I was there, some crazy stuff happened, like the Fukushima nuclear disaster occurred that time frame. So, we're sending Marines over there to support humanitarian efforts and stuff like that, getting them comm equipment. That was my job.
You come back, and we hear so many people that joined TMF. You've now been with the Travis Mannion Foundation for a year. How did you find it, and what's the most rewarding part? I know some people really struggle when they return to civilian life to find their calling and their purpose. Not to say that that's for everybody, but what was your specific life like before you found this?
Answering the first question, it was actually my wife who found it for me.
Really?
Yeah, she saw I was kind of like in a rut, just kind of living life, complacent, I'll say. Mm-hmm.
Wives hate complacency out of their husband, don't they?
I think they do.
The damnedest thing.
Yeah. So she found it because she works for Johnson & Johnson, and they gave a presentation there. They have a pretty strong relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, Gil, you should do this. You should sign up. You should really participate in this, and because what they represent and what they do is, so meaningful.
Mm-hmm.
So I took a look. I applied for one of their leadership programs, and I also became like a character development mentor for their youth program.
Mm-hmm.
The rest is history. So I've been doing that for the past year. It's really, really rewarding experience to just, teach kids about courage, and the sacrifice that people gave so that you had the ability to do what you want to do in life, right? Stuff like that. It's been really good.
And you're also a part of and graduated from the Travis Mannion Foundation Spartan Leadership Program. That's one of their prominent programs that they love to highlight, and justifiably so. What was it like when you kind of created, or did you create any bond or bonds with, some of these veterans that also joined? Is it good to get kind of back into that camaraderie of being around your brothers that you went to battle with?
Yeah, 100%. Transitioning from civilian life, sometimes you kind of forget how to interact with people.
Yeah.
Being in a group of people, like-minded individuals who had similar experiences, so you can just walk into the room and just pick up a conversation and really relate and build an almost instant relationship.
Right.
Like you said, brothers and sisters, like that's what they are.
Yeah.
That's really good. And then our unified purpose, instead of war fighting, is how can we develop our community?
Right.
How can we encourage the youth to be upstanding citizens?
Yep.
Right. That's, I think, really important. And it was really, really good experience to have with the Spartan Leadership Program.
Well, Well, thank you so much for your service. Great to have you in. You're a hero. Everybody that comes in every on the first Wednesday of every month, Travis Mannion Foundation. Don't forget, Radiothon is coming up. Thank you so much. Great story. Stay in touch, and maybe we'll see you or hear you again in a couple of weeks when Radiothon starts.
Yes, thank you so much, and thank you for having me.
You got it. Gil Balanzan, United States Marine Corps veteran, brought to you by Window Nation for all of your window and door needs. Visit windownation.com. We're back after this with the final bells and whistles on a Wednesday here on Kale & Company.
This is the Kale & Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
We gave you the exchange and the presentation of Donald Trump and the heartwarming reaction to 13-year-old DJ Daniel, who had to deal with all sorts of health issues. He was named an honorary Secret Service agent. Remember, the Democrats, they did not stand up and clap. And, of course, Nicole Wallace from MSNBC had to put her verbal stench on a good story and destroy it. But we actually have a great clip here. This is 13-year-old DJ Daniel. And if you thought Stalker cried earlier, he might need a bucket full for all
Kleenex.
The tears. Get the Kleenex.
What are you doing to me, man? The show's almost over.
You too, Stensland. I might shed a tear as well. Here is, I believe, a rock star in the making. My kind of guy, DJ Daniel.
But you want to know the craziest part? Because my mom raised me and my brothers all together. And out of nowhere, I locked up. And then my dad was calling my name. And I started going to the slow thing. And he said, stop playing with me. And I started to act slow. And then as soon as he said that, we were speeding all the way, running lights, going to the hospital. And then next thing you know, I was seizing on the table. They said, nah, we're going to have to go in his brain tonight. Ever since then, I had 13 brain surgeries, and that's how many times my personality has changed. And that's something that you don't hear from a terminally ill child.
Oh my God.
They had 5 months to live. I'm going to keep on going until my gas tanks run out. And that's when God calls you home. You never know when God's going to call you home. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for my dad. I know he's pretty proud of me, and I'm pretty proud of him too. And I'd like to thank President Trump, because if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be here today.
And that video courtesy of the White House.
Good God, dude. What are you doing to me, man?
He's going to keep running until his gas tank runs out. How about that?
I mean, like...
How about that for perspective?
13 brain surgeries.
At 13 years old.
And that... Oh, God, I just want
to... He was having a seizure.
I want to curse so bad. Can I curse, please?
Sure.
That Nicole Wallace. Horrendous human. Yeah. She's a horrendous human.
Awful.
I hope he doesn't commit suicide, because it's like, F you. No. Oh, you vile, bitter... Gum.
13 brain surgeries in 13 years.
Yeah.
And they couldn't stand for him.
Yeah.
The survivor doesn't fit
the narrative.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you have it. So,
thanks. Yeah. Thanks, Kale.
Yeah, you're welcome. Go back if you need that for a little perspective today when you think life sucks.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to Jimmy Kelly's Morning Mystery movie clip.
And now, the Morning Mystery movie clip on Kale & Company, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh! Vic! Your baby's drowning!
No chance. Why should my dog be drowning?
Dog.
Such an underrated movie.
I thought child.
We haven't any children. Unless Ramona just pumped one out and didn't tell me about it. She calls a dog baby.
She calls a dog baby?
Yeah, he's fine. I just saw him around the back there when I drove up. He's around there digging up something in your flower bed. A flower bed.
Think you know what it is? Be call at 12 at 855-839-1210, and you could win this great prize.
And if Ramona did pump out that baby, good chance it's Elon's kid. All right, so you've won a pair of movie tickets if you can identify that clip to Brothers After War at the Regal Warrington Crossing in Warrington, PA, as brothers and fellow soldiers reveal the raw truth of war and the journey from warriors to veteran. Kind of fits our veteran spotlight, does it not? Don't miss Brothers After War in theaters now, rated R.
By the way, not to give too much away, but John Belushi, who was in that movie, died on this day in 1982?
Yep.
1982, yeah.
Yes, John Belushi, the funny Belushi, Jim Belushi, the one that's alive and nobody really cares for.
That's not true. Jim Belushi's done some good things, no?
He's low energy. He's not John, I'll put it that way.
Right. Well, no one's John.
Right. All right, speaking of that, you heard the voice. Let's get to the madness behind it. It's time for Phil Omquist, and today in music history.
What happened on this day in music history? Music history on Kale & Company.
Today
March 5th, we celebrate the birthdays of Alan Clark from Dire Straits, who's 73, and Zach Stevens from Sabotage, who's 59. Heavenly birthday shouts to Andy Gibb for the Bee Gees. We also lost John Belushi in 82, and Gary Rossington from Lynyrd Skynyrd in 2023. Sings include Some Heads Are Gonna Roll by Judas Priest in 84, Man on the Corner by Genesis in 81, and You Might Think by The Cars also in 84. Album that Could Human Live by Howard Jones in the UK in 84. Joe Jackson's debut Look Sharp in 79. Shot in the Dark by Great White in 86. Backstreet Symphony by Thunder in 90. And The Inner Sanctum by Saxon in 2007. Also in 2002, the first episode of The Osbournes aired on MTV. In 83, Billie Jean by Michael Jackson is atop the singles chart. On the same day, Metallica play their first show with Cliff Burton. In 55, Elvis makes his TV debut. In 63, the Beatles record From Me to You. In 71, Led Zeppelin plays Stairway live for the very first time in public. And yesterday, Ghost announced a new album coming in April, and their new single drops today in about 2 hours. But lastly, more shows got announced yesterday, including Heart at the Allentown Fair on August 27th. They're also in Atlantic City on May 31st. Daryl Hall with Glenn Tilbrook will be at Wind Creek in Bethlehem on July 19th. And you can guarantee I'll be at this one. Bruce Dickinson of Iron Maiden supported his latest solo album, The Mandrake Project, will be at the Fillmore in Philly on September 23rd. For Kale and Company, I'm Phil Hopquist.
Boy, the Lehigh Valley, they love their washed-up musical acts, do they not? All right, without further ado, we find out what Dawn has lined up at the top of the hour.
In just minutes, the mayors of sanctuary cities across America are testifying, have to answer before the Republican-led House Oversight Committee about their immigration policies. Will they have money yanked? So I'll tell you which sanctuary cities are we impacted by this going forward here in our area as well. We have measles outbreaks. We have Trump policies, how they're affecting our city, our areas, and you'll hear so much from also, you'll hear more from a mom, an attorney in our area, as there is a girl who just ran a race against a biological boy. So Trump was talking about his executive order. What will Trump do? Will he yank funding from a local school? We'll have all of this and so much more developing.
Good.
Just
yank
ahead.
It. Yank it hard. Mike in Perkasie is our winner this morning. Hello, Mike. What movie did we just play for you?
Good morning. Neighbors.
Neighbors!
Yes. Congratulations.
1981, I believe. 1981.
You're on your way to the movies in Warrington at Regal. Thank you very much, Mike.
Thank you. Love the show.
Thank you. Thanks, Mike. Thank you very much. All right, we're going to get out of the way. Dawn Stensland's coming up in like 11 seconds. Everybody have a great rest of your Wednesday, and we will see you Thursday morning.
Good night, everybody.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.